Think about the last time you felt truly loyal to a brand. Was it because they had the best product specifications, the lowest price? Probably not. More likely, something about them resonated with who you are and what you believe. This is the quiet revolution happening in business today, a shift from competing to mattering. While most companies obsess over beating rivals and maximizing quarterly profits, the organizations we genuinely admire are asking different questions entirely. Who are we? Why do we exist? What difference are we making? These aren't soft questions with fuzzy answers. They're the foundation of sustainable success in an economy where meaning has become the ultimate currency. Organizations operate from two fundamental philosophies. Competition-driven companies play what philosopher James Kars calls a finite game: clear winners and losers, defined endpoints, measurable victories. They track market share obsessively, celebrate rankings, and optimize for quarterly results. Their goal? To win. Story-driven companies follow a different path. They're guided by identity and purpose rather than competitor moves, making decisions based on long-term impact. Employees find meaning because the organization exists for more than profit. These companies succeed through actions that aren't immediately measurable. Their goal isn't winning, it's making a difference. Consider Volkswagen versus Tesla. VW, despite vast resources and decades of expertise, installed emissions cheating software in 11 million vehicles. Playing to win at all costs created a culture where shortcuts seemed necessary. Tesla, a newcomer with limited resources, innovated by focusing on their mission to accelerate sustainable transportation. When Uber's toxic culture was exposed, new CEO Dara Khosrowshahi acknowledged that winning gave some excuses for bad behavior. The danger? When winning becomes everything, values become expendable. We've evolved through distinct economic eras. The industrial economy valued what people created with their hands. The information economy prized what we produced with our heads. Today, we've entered the meaning economy, where successful businesses engage our hearts. Today's workforce seeks fulfillment, not just survival. Research shows meaningful work drives engagement, productivity, and loyalty. When Gallup reports that over two-thirds of American employees are disengaged, costing up to $550 billion annually, we're witnessing the cost of purpose-deficient workplaces. Customer behavior has transformed too. People increasingly view purchases as votes for the world they want. USC research found 87% of millennials base purchasing decisions on companies' social responsibility. This explains why certified B corporations have grown explosively, with over 2,100 certified companies across 50 countries, and why Patagonia's Don't Buy This Jacket campaign paradoxically increased sales. Purpose-driven companies often outperform competitors financially. A Deloitte study found purpose-oriented companies had 30% higher innovation levels and 40% higher employee retention. When people understand why their work matters, they bring their full creativity and commitment. In today's economy, meaning isn't just nice to have, it's a competitive advantage. A company's backstory shapes its cultural identity, like DNA shapes physical traits, revealing intrinsic motivators that drive everyday behaviors and decisions. James Bocher's difficult childhood profoundly influenced Fiasco Gelato's values. Growing up poor with a father battling gambling addiction, James worked odd jobs from age 8 to help feed his family. When fire destroyed his gelato business shortly after he acquired it for $1,800, he pivoted to production, personally delivering gelato from a chest freezer in a rental van. Years later, facing financial hardship, James cut his salary to $1 and asked top performers to take temporary pay cuts rather than laying off staff, a decision reflecting values forged in his challenging upbringing. Today, Fiasco Gelato operates by Do What Is Right and the Money Will Come, available in 1,600 Canadian stores. Similarly, Ingvar Kamprad's austere upbringing in Sweden's Småland region shaped IKEA's commitment to affordability. Starting as a 5-year-old entrepreneur selling matches, he founded IKEA at 17. When manufacturers boycotted his low prices, he designed in-house. The revolutionary flat pack concept emerged when an employee removed cable legs to fit furniture in his car, slashing shipping and assembly costs. His 1976 Testament of a Furniture Dealer outlined his vision of creating affordable, quality furniture, values traceable to his formative experiences. Your backstory isn't something to escape. It contains the seeds of what makes you uniquely valuable. Story-driven companies thrive because their people share a collective narrative identity. The story-driven framework provides four essential elements that work together like a compass. Values serve as your GPS for decisions. When Emma Bridgewater founded her pottery business in 1985, as England's pottery industry collapsed, values of joy, family, and community guided her to maintain production in England while competitors outsourced to China. Rather than maximizing profits, she created stable employment in a devastated community. Effective values aren't aspirational statements, they're practical tools for daily decision-making. Purpose answers why your work matters beyond profit. James Day's purpose as a wedding photographer, to remind people of the love that exists in their lives, was shaped by his dying father's advice. Don't get yourself a desk, choose a job that allows you to travel and meet people. This purpose influences everything from his photography approach to limiting himself to 35 bookings annually while charging twice the national average. When these elements align, organizations achieve maximum impact through decisions made with integrity. We often neglect learning from our past, yet our backstories reveal who we are. The Volkswagen emissions scandal shows how profit-focused success leads organizations astray. Despite financial recovery, executives faced prison. True success means respecting employees and customers while leaving the world better. Excellence comes from small, intentional choices. The student organizing notes daily, the tram driver brightening mornings, the doctor greeting patients warmly. Bruce Wally, Melbourne's happiest tram driver, embodies this. After a motorcycle accident and cancer diagnosis, he found his purpose, to encourage. He transformed his tram, greeting passengers in 30 languages, organizing birthday celebrations, giving guided tours. His simple purpose makes ordinary commutes extraordinary. The story-driven framework works universally. Les Mills Group grew from one Auckland gym to 130,000 instructors serving 6 million people weekly across 100-plus countries. Virgin Group expanded from mail order records to serving 530 million customers across 60-plus businesses. Both succeeded by staying true to their stories. In today's meaning economy, customers choose values-aligned brands, employees seek purposeful work, and investors recognize sustainable impact drives returns. The choice is philosophical, playing finite games to win versus infinite games to make a difference. Your story isn't a distraction from strategy, it is your strategy. In a noisy marketplace, authenticity is revolutionary.